band I saw at the Ruthin Free Festival last year. Ruthin. And excellent they were also. That's Faye Ray and a track called Family Affair. And the Ruthin Free Festival this year, the first weekend in June, which I think is something like the 4th, 5th, 6th and 7th or something like that. I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday at Horseshoe Pass in Llangollen, Boyle. And there'll be loads of bands on there. The Radio Caroline Roadshow will be there. Also, who a couple of the members are coming down to the Riverside tomorrow to see us on our on my final thing. So you can meet Jimmy tomorrow and other such famous celebrities. And of course, the Radio Caroline Roadshow will be providing the music at the Ruthin Free Fair on the Horseshoe Pass in Llangollen on the first full weekend of June. Okay, that's another thing I've lost a bit of paper for with the dates on, but it's the first weekend anyway. Loads of bands, it's all free. The big cafe there, you can pitch your tents and stay all weekend and things. Sounds really nice.
With over 40 high-quality, low-mileage used cars, CV Road Car Sales of Wallasey offer you 12 months parts and labour warranty on all their vehicles. They're open 7 days a week, and a full description of the cars in stock is available in this week's local press. For further details, give them a ring on 638-5624. Before buying your next used car, test drive a CV Road car today. Also try Bermuda Motors of Morton and the new Sandridge Motor Company of New Brighton.
Final letter and piece of music in this second hour. Two-thirds gone, one-third to go. Dear Mike, I tell you that you're the best, most superbest DJ ever to hit the airwaves. Will you please read all this letter out on Sunday? Dear Mike, thanks for reading my letter out last week, even though I missed it. Me and four of my mates are getting a coach with Seasons Holidays to southern France in summer and camping there at Hyères or somewhere. Oh, well, that's not where I'm going. The two places I go in the south of France are Antibes or Antibes and Saint-Tropez. And the name of the company I'm going with actually is NAT. NAT Holidays Limited. So you can go into a sort of travel agent and get yourself a brochure and find out more about that. If you want to send me a letter, then you'd have to send it to the office in Kensington Church Street, I suppose, and just stick on the envelope to Dave from Birkenhead, and they'll know who you mean. I'm enclosing a standard desk envelope, some stickers and things to put on our suitcases and other exposed places, is it? So you can recognise us if you see us. Put a couple of bright orange stickers in your coach window while you're driving, and could you read my address out so Ratfink or anybody else can write to me, the address being 7 Moss Bank off Long Lane, Orton, near Ormskirk. And will you plead in your most persuasive, creepy, crawly voice for Ratfink to send me an address to write to, and I promise not to tell anybody about it. So if you'd like to write to him, it's 7 Moss Bank off Long Lane, Orton, near Ormskirk. And it says, you never have done any mentions for me before, so will you please use mine in this week's Hovel mention. Mention Nev, Andrew Barrett, Bill, Paul Cotton and Rover, Mark Witcherly, John Bimpson, Andrew Hickey, Paul Coney or Carey, Steve Brookwell, Super Rat and Friends, Bella and Kaz, all the many Cathys there are here, Christine Pilkington, Grub and Toad, the Turtle Squeezer, Mole Catcher and all the other animal lovers, Tim Day, Jan, Eddie, Mike Hogan, Mr. Hodgson and Sarah and Gaynor. I know this is a lot to ask, but will you please play all 10 minutes of Child in Time by Deep Purple, as I am sure that every MAR trog in existence will greatly appreciate it if they are worth their stubs and grease. And then you tell me about you're going to send a photo in. That's from a fella called Ock Sutats. So if you can put that on the top of it, O-Q-U-S-U-T-A-T-S. If you spell it backwards, you'll get something else. Thanks for the broadcasting time. We did an MAR article in the school magazine along with the 266 frequency, so we daren't skit at the Hovel anymore in case one of the screws of the institution tune in. Sally James rules. All the best from Ock Sutats. For you, I can't do the full 10-minute version now, because I ain't got time. I'll do 5 minutes worth of Deep Purple. And a thing called Child in Time, also dedicated to any of the trogs who are worth their studs and grease. If anybody would like to write to Ock Sutats, the address once again, 7 Moss Bank off Long Lane, Orton, near Ormskirk, Lancs. I think old Child in Time, and if you just bear with me a second, I'll give you Ritchie Blackmore's solo in a couple of minutes' time. I'm just going to break to give the station ID and the address, as we always do on the hour. Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 metres medium wave, 1125 kilohertz. Mailing address for details of anything at all, like how old is John Dwyer and how often does he change his skiddies and things, which isn't very often. 72 Mill Hay Heights, Morton, Wirral on Merseyside. Stamped addressed envelope, please, if you'd like some free car stickers. 72 Mill Hay Heights, Morton, Wirral, Merseyside. Coming up to 6 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, another hour of me to go, the final last hour. Never to be heard again in the history of mankind. Or womankind, or dogkind, or squirrelkind, or molekind. Anything kind for that matter. Blackmore in one of his many roles as guitarist with various bands of this parish. Child in Time in two halves before and after the 6 o'clock break. Playing that for Ox Sutats of Ormskirk. Also they'll play it for Eddie Rake as he's written in and saying, "Dear Mike, I missed the show last week. This week it's us lost, me and Evo back again. Hi, it's Evo. Back to Eddie. Hi, it's Eddie. Please play some Rush or something good on your show. Will we be able to see you and talk to you tomorrow at the Riverside?" You certainly will, girls. "There's loads of us piling down. Could you tell Ratfink to wear a badge declaring her name so Sully can get all excited? There wasn't a Morton Club the other day, or the day before yesterday, so we was all bored. Aww. Say a big hello to Fat Evo, Mac Black, Skinny Stop, Sully the Gonk, Plug the Prophet, Eric, Gilbo, please shout loudly, Fat Evo is massive." Fat Evo is massive, even bigger than Chris Francis. How to ruin a good track, eh? If you've been back, it's just that this one goes on for 15 minutes and it's the live version. So they are wrecked completely. There's nothing you can do about it. Absolutely nothing. You've just got to suffer now, go on, will you shut up talking over it?
You better close your eyes. You said it's all your pain.
Eddie Rake, thanks for the notes. That's for you and all.
Wait for the
ricochet. I'll also play that for a young lady called Nikki, who wanted me to play some AC/DC. I don't know that I'll get time. If I can, I'll try. No sweaty hour as such tonight, as it's my last show. I'm just playing bits of everything that I like and that you want. Sunday anytime, could you please play any AC/DC record for me, who is Nikki, also Ian Halliday, and the rest of MPI. That's Mal and John S. If I can get some AC/DC in, Nicola, I will do. From the... Oh, look at this one, eh? So that's Stick, then. The official Mice and Mole Men Club, plus Mandy. They're back again. Hello, Mick. Many thanks for the Lizzie track you played for us last week. Please play anything for Big M, like Deep Purple, etc. Could you please get Gladys to blow us a kiss, or anybody else who's there? Gladys isn't here at the moment, I'm afraid, and there's nobody else with me. I'm all on me Todd. Please say hello to Gaynor and Kurt, who are on holiday over here. With you being only a junior member of the Rhodes... Eh? What's this? Thought I missed something out then. With you being only a junior member of the Rhodes staff, we enrolled you to our other club, so you are now a member. Well, best of luck with your froggy bashing. See you in a few months. That's from Big M and Little M plus Mandy. The Mice Club and the Mice Men and the Mole Men Club. Official fan club plus Mandy. Thanks a lot for the badge. I loved it. Great badge. It says National Junior Bus Club. So that's what you meant by me being only a junior member of the road staff. I've been driving wagons for 8 years, you barmy pillock. Purple for around the last 15 minutes or so, with me completely ruining it, and that's of course Child in Time. Going out for everybody mentioned there, Big Mole and Little Mole and Mandy and Mad Plug and Eddie Rake and everybody else, and Ox Sutats, who asked for it originally, and anybody else who's into Deep Purple, I suppose. Old good Purple, in the days when Gillan was with them, and Blackmore and Glover and Pace and Lord and all them. Right, what should I do now? I've got some of the letters out of the way. Thanks for the Junior National Driver's Badge. Burks! I think I'll do this, should I do this heart-rending track now? Oh, dear me. I'll play one of these first and get it out of the way.
For the widest selection of new and second-hand records on the Wirral, pay a visit to Skeleton Records of Argyle Street, Birkenhead. Skeleton specialise in new wave singles and have a large back catalogue, as well as a deletion finding service for that hard to get record. They also buy most types of second hand records. Call into Skeleton Records of Argyle Street, Birkenhead, just by Hamilton Square, open 6 days a week.
Very interesting.
Music is our message.
It certainly is. Right, what I've done over the past couple of nights is try to get one or two names together of people who have written to me regularly over the past 18 months while I've been churning out this drivel that you've been all listening to. Oh, can I do this without breaking down? I think I'll have to light a fag, actually. I can't handle this, you know. It's going to kill me.
The packet's empty.
I'll have to open a new packet. Hang on a minute. Can't find where the cellophane starts. What's this in here? Cash snooker. Oh, another one of these. Haven't got one of these right yet. Have you seen them cash snooker things? You have to rub the balls out of the snooker table. Never done one properly yet. Just set fire to the microphone hood again. Well, as one or two of you may probably know, it is my last day here. I'm frogging off over to the land of the frogs to drive coaches and things. If you would like to write to me, I suppose you will be at liberty to. You'd have to send your letters to the head office in Kensington Church Street. I don't even know the number, actually. All you can do is go to your nearest travel agent, ask them for a Nat Holidays camping brochure. NAT Holidays Limited. And the address is inside, and I suppose you can send me letters and things which will be passed on to me every week. And I'll send you cards back. I think I'll take a good few addresses with me of all the regulars whose names I have written down here. And I can send you postcards saying, having a great time. Loads of topless women. Glad you're not here. See you soon. M. Stand. You'd have to put Dave from Birkenhead on the envelope. One of the drivers. A few of the names that I've written down here, which I would sincerely like to thank for all the time and trouble that you've taken over the last 18 months in actually listening to me, sending me so many amazingly humorous letters. There's been some... It's just amazing. I've got them all at home, actually, in a great box. I started saving them, and I never realised that I'd get so many letters, and now I've just run out of space, and I've stuffed them all into cardboard boxes. Move me back in music, God. Something different. Come on, now. The very first secret society, or silly society, to write to me, of course, are the Scarlet Rainbows. Still don't know whether they're still going, actually. I get letters occasionally from one or more of them. Whether they are still together as a unit, the Scarlet Rainbows. This is going to crack me up, do you know? I must state at this point in time that if I do miss anybody out, which I'm bound to do because there's been so many of you, I heartily apologise. And there's the music finished, so shall we leave it there?
266 M-A-R.
Scarlet Rainbows, the Mice and the Mole Men. Plus Mandy, whose letter I've just read out, who were another one of the early organisations to write in. I believe that their founder is a fella called Craig Hughes. I've been finding out all sorts of secret things throughout the year about you all. Craig Hughes, of course, the brother of the infamous Wayne Hughes and his wife Joyce. All the late night tokers who unfortunately are away this weekend. Jeffo, Frank, Ribs, Steady Org, Groover, Branny, otherwise known as the Phantom Match Thieves, the Hooded Lot of Greasby, the Sacred Axe, sometimes called himself the Assassin, really J. Thomas in drag, I suppose, the Hangman, whatever happened to the Hangman? Wasn't he murdered by Steve the Knife? Pete Fingers, the Flower Street Stopouts, Paul Marshall, Colin Murray and Mark Monaghan, who were known as the Flower Street Stopouts when they used to write in, also Colin's dog, Shih Tzu. The very famous Angela Pinnington, who paid us a visit 2 weekends ago. Hi, Angie. Lovely to meet you. See you again tomorrow afternoon. Another one who wrote quite a lot, I believe he's gone back to college, Mark Wayne Barrett. Marie Dean and Philippa and Antibiotic and Angela. Also M.G. Burke. He's still writing even now. Mark Burkett, Radek, Anne, Rachel and Laura and Maggie. I think they're known as Grub and Toad and other names like that along the line. The president of the Mike Stand on Appreciation Society, Mark Harrison. J. Thomas, who finally told me that his real name is John, after all that. John Thomas, eh? No wonder he wouldn't admit to it. Mandy Molemouse, Herbs of Eccles, who have started picking our signal up again recently as the summer comes on. Nice to hear from you again, Herbs. I hope you can pick us up okay this afternoon. And, of course, Jenny Darlington. Who else? Sending her thousands of famous cartoons and amazing things. I wish you could see them. Thanks a lot, Jenny, for all the time and letters and thousands of pages you've written into us over the last year or so, and also all the cartoons. I've still got every one of them. The Batman Appreciation Society, do you remember them? Carl Blower, Neil Johnson, Gary Egan, and their Batman. Penicillin, Nutter L, Bouch and Wayne. They'll be there tomorrow. Grant Semmons, Roy of the Rovers, Dermot Walsh, I think he was called. The Eccentric Millionaires, I think that was another one of Jay Thomas's pseudonyms. Andy Steele. Phil Jones, who's glad I'm going, and his sister Michaela. I think he sometimes calls himself Tony Christian or John Fisher or some other stupid names. The Ted Rudd fan club. Ted Rudd, a school teacher of somewhere around here with his wife and two kids and his fluffy cat. The Amazing Mental Aardvarks with Paul Grady and Albert Zopon. Try and get down tomorrow if you can, Paul. Jan and Alison Edwards from Blackpool. The Mike Stans Real Identity Society that everybody knows now, so it doesn't matter anymore. They were Chris, Annie and Julie. Dawn and Cheryl and Sally Grimley from Southport. Wonder why Dawn never writes anymore. I bet her dad stopped her. Can't go into that, but if you're listening, Dawn, it was nice knowing you. Hope we'll meet again soon. The Marlowe Moles and the Mole Catcher General. All at Ormskirk Grammar School. Mike Hogan, Ant Kiney, Rover, Yahweh, Nev, Steve Brookwell and Mitzi, amongst others. Hope to see you lot tomorrow. Herbert, who changed his name every week. Herbert Scribscrob and Scrambler and... although his real name's Dave. Tanya in Blackpool. Steph and Sue. Jack and Julie, the LKO. Maybe I'll find out what that stands for tomorrow, the LKO. The Willow's Lip, Ali Gem, the Squirrel Killer Captain. Samson and Hansel. The Crucifier General, Sully the Gonk and Mad Plug the Prophet. Penny Lane and Adrienne and Pauline and the Wolfman and Ratfink and Norman Conquest and Mistake. And all the members of North of Watford who are finally gigged. Freddie and the Queenies, Juicy Lucy and Nicky and Jackie, and Brian Toohey and his new car Babs, Brian's Austin Banger. Ooh. Are there any others? Oh God, there must be. I've forgotten, I can't think. Oh, there'll be all sorts of people screaming, "What about me? Try and think, to all of you lot mentioned who have taken the time and the trouble to write to me regularly over the past 18 months or so, I'd just like to say thanks for all the pleasure you've given to me in your mail. I've had some tremendous times reading the letters throughout the weeks. And I hope I can meet as many of you as possible tomorrow at the Riverside in New Brighton. If you can get down there, please do so. Make an owl man very happy before I finally peg it. It's 20 past six on Sunday afternoon, Merseyland Alternative Radio and 266 metres medium wave. I'm Mike Stand, I'm with you till 7 o'clock. 40 more minutes to go before I leave. I'm just about going through all the jingles on this tape.
We hear the sound of
M.A.R. Ah, any more to come? He asks himself. Probably just going to stop
Martin
again.
Martin Green.
I think we'll knock it off there, shall we? I think it's going to go into all the name checks now. Right, once again, apologies if I've forgotten anybody. I probably have. I will... I'll get through to some more mentions in a minute. Let's see who this letter's from. Probably somebody I've forgotten, then I can mention it now. Oh, Mart of the Bowel Movement. That's right, he's another recent one. He lives in Mort. It says, "Dear Mike, so it's your last one, eh? Well, I've just written to say ta-ra, bon voyage and all that, and ask you if you will grace the airwaves with a little Rory Gallagher." I certainly will. I'll play some Rory Gallagher for you in a few minutes, Mart. Could you play it for Rob, Dave, Steve, Tony, Sarah, Rob the Moan, and Jane and Bath, who are the newly formed society of people who aren't in any societies. That was a nice new one for the last show. Society for the people who aren't in a society. Also, for any young lady who cares to write to me at the above address, because I'm all lost and lonely. Oh, another one you can write to, seeing as I'm going. Ask Pete Curtis why he bought a Prince Charles and Lady Di poster. I dread to think. I was with Vincent Martin a couple of weeks back in a certain public drinking establishment, having a glass of orange juice, and he produced a Lady Diana and Prince Charles poster, which you will never see on sale. I won't go into that in any more detail. If anybody's seen it, they'll know exactly what I mean. Anyway, all the best, and run a frog down for me from Mart. P.S. Tell your ma I don't believe she's 94, but I'll send her a line next week. All right, thanks a lot, Mart. And I'll play some Rory Gallagher for you in a few minutes' time, okay? But before that, while I try and think if there's anybody else I've forgotten, and before I do break down crying, there's a brand new 4-track 12-inch EP from Echo and the Bunnymen. And I played a track yesterday called All That Jazz. That was track one, side two. This is track one, side one. It's been released before. It's re-released live. This is called Crocodiles.
For everything musical, contact Wirral's leading sound experts. Hammer Sound of Birkenhead specialise in public address, disco, lighting, sales and repairs. You can also hire a wide range of equipment, and Hammer Sound stock a good selection of accessories. So for your musical requirements, call into Hammer Sound at 49 Grange Road West, Birkenhead, or phone 051 652 7454.
Later this weekend, where the good guys are.
Past 6 on Sunday, 32 more minutes to go. Oh, man, I'm going to miss you. That was Echo and the Bunnymen, and one of 4 tracks on a 12-inch live EP, and a re-release thing called Crocodiles. And as mentioned for Mart a couple of minutes ago, some Rory Gallagher coming up to you next. If you've not long joined me, no sweaty hour tonight, as it's my very last show, so I'm just playing bits of everything for myself and also things that are asked for. And a quick note from Pete Fingers, who's away in Llandudno this week, but he's asked me to mention that he just says, farewell, my friend, you are going on to pastures new. I will be in Llandudno, so I'll not hear this, but I'd just like you to mention it anyway. And it says, could you please say hello to everyone who has listened to your show for the past 15 years from me? Yours fingeringly, the one and only true immortal, Pete Fingers. And a letter from Philippa of Anfield. Dear Mike, I won't waste much time this week, since you won't have much. I'll just say thanks for reading my requests out after all last Sunday, even though I didn't hear it because I was out at the alehouse, but my dad heard it. Say hi to Marie and Antibiotic and play anything of your choice on Sunday at about 6:30. Don't forget to send me a postcard and leave the address of where you are staying, as I'm sure I'm not the only one who will want to write to you. Anyway, I've got to go now. Have a great time in France and hurry back. We'll all miss you. Loads of love. Philippa, blow me a kiss before you go. PPS, we'll try and get down to the riverside. I hope so, girls. It'd be really nice to see you. And Philippa, thanks a lot for those nice comments. You want a quick kiss, do you? I'll give you one personally if you come along tomorrow. Yeah. Big sloppy one.
Yeah.
Philippa, thanks, Marie, and Antibiotic. Also, Pete Fingers, who won't be listening unless we... I think we get to Llandudno, actually, Peter. You might be able to hear this now. I'm sure we get to Llandudno. I mean, we've had letters from Anglesey, which is further than Llandudno. So maybe you'll be able to hear this if you're not down on the prom with all the owl beers and the deck chairs and the duffel coats and things. Or maybe you'll be on the pier watching the Mickey and Griff show or something, or... Or what else do they have there? The Ivory Manual Spectacular. And all sorts of other groovy things like that. So, Pete, if you are listening, thanks a lot for the letter. And hopefully I'll hear from you again sometime before the end of the year. Just noticed a card that fell out of Penicillin's thing before. Some of these bubblegum stick-on labels. And it says, wanted for electronic bugging. Brackets, he bugs his listeners. And then there's a picture which has been amended to look like me. And it says, fill in the name of your local disc jockey, so they put Mike Stand above it. He is also guilty of the following crimes. Dangerous driving. He drives his listeners dangerously close to insanity. For murdering the English language and for air pollution. Just about fits me exactly. Rory Gallagher. This is a track called Laundromat. Rory Gallagher, the track called Laundromat.
Yeehaw!
24 minutes to go, countdown. Off he goes, never to return. The final North of Watford document. Dear whoever it is, can't remember your name, haven't written for a few weeks now, and this document concludes the whole fiasco. The reason for this is that on May the 1st we begun our short Rock Against Living tour, which ends with a spectacular gig on May the 4th at the top of the Eiffel Tower, where the encore will see us flinging ourselves from Meccano's finest whilst playing Come Die With Me by Julie Andrews. Or was it Mary Poppins? As you'll be in the vicinity, we hope you can attend. The dates in between are May the 1st, just for you, the Calla Gas Heater in the Mayflower. I remember it well, lads, when I went over to Mayflower to see the Muzzies a few weeks ago. You were attempting to gig on top of the Calla Gas Heater in the alehouse, but it had been left on full pelt, hadn't it? And it was too hot for you. It sent the drums out of tune or something. May the 2nd, they're playing the Dover Calais Hovercraft. May the 3rd, the luggage compartment in a certain fly-by-now coach company. This one's a Rock Against Claustrophobia gig. May the 4th is the Eiffel Tower gig, a matinee at 4:30 p.m. The Hamilton was a trifle normal, but we all enjoyed it. Musically, we weren't much cop, but the audience seemed to like it. I think Radek got a bit of a surprise, didn't he? We thank him for turning up. We also thank John Copple, Bouch, Penicillin, Hockey and Venomous Youth, Jane Jumpsuit, Dean and Fugsy for turning up and not throwing beer glasses at us. Also the Muzzies for getting us the gig. Weather permitting, we shall all be present at the Riverside on Monday. Watch out for the bogs and the soft drinks area. We may get the urge to gig. We all have our tickets, except me, owing to a certain drummer out of attempted, you know the rest, losing it, travelling home on his push bike from Skeleton. No names mentioned, Paul Wright. Thanks, Paul. He goes on to say that he's having a T-shirt made with Books Fizz Are Fab on it. Don't you think this is rather hip? Yeah, it's great, though. You're going to wear it tomorrow, and we can all laugh at you. I haven't got the Earcom 3 EP that you asked me to play a track from. All I could get hold of was 1 and 2, and the track you wanted was out of vogue, so I left that for now. But I'll play something for you in a minute. Final mentions, all them at the Ammo, whom I mentioned, plus Brian Toohey, the Late Night Togas, Jenny Ratfink, Paul Grady, Nutter L. Wacker, who's our roadie, Brenda the Dinosaur, and anyone that knows us but won't admit it. That's all the end, no more, North of Watford documents. We've enjoyed our association with you all. Revelations Part 1, our names are Bass Roy, Drums Peter, Guitar Totty, and on the dole Nigel, the one with the glasses. Revelations Part 2, we were all born in Romania. You can taste the hops in Bentruman. Did the last 18 months really happen? I can remember when I used to be sane. The very last North of Watford documents. It's so sad, this, you know. It's going to kill me not having all these letters to me. Oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to miss this. I can see me not going in the end, you know. North of Watford, thanks a lot for the final document from you, and hopefully you'll be gigging around the counter of the pot area tomorrow at the Riverside. We'll see you there. Don't forget to put your Books Fizz or Fab T-shirt on. And for you, a track from another local band that I've featured over the last couple of weekends, the fourth track from The Drugs, who I have been informed two or maybe more of the members will be floating around the crowd tomorrow at the Riverside. So if I can suss them out, I'll point them out to you. Not that you'll be the slightest bit interested, of course. But this is a track I played last week. I'm going to play it again today. The fourth of seven tracks they are recording before the summer. And a track called... The track called... I've forgotten the title! What's it called? You are. Who's shouting up there? Who's shouting the out on? Shut up! What's the... You are? Sure they're doing that on purpose. I think we want to be famous like what I nearly was before I decided to leave. I've forgotten the name of this track. It's not written on the tape. He hasn't even put the... Oh, yes, hang on. He has put the outer sleeve of the cassette in. It's The Drugs, and it's called Just Another Day Less. Right, should we play it, or should we play it? I'll tell you what. We'll play it.
Take three.
I'll slip a
That'll be done. That's on tape. It's the drugs and the full track that they've recorded on tape. And possibly going to be released in the near future as a single, with a track called I Hate Me Mum and Dad on the B-side, which you may remember me playing a couple of months back. That one's called Just Another Day Less. Three letters I had left over, a couple from last week and one from this week. One from Herbert, but I think I read one of his out yesterday. So Herbert's going to try and get down tomorrow, so we'll, what's he calling himself this time? Herbert Squat Thrust. And he sent me loads of stuff here, pages of the stuff, about 8 pages, and there's a poem on which says, Mike Stand at MAR, life is enlightened by only one thing, that thing occurs at weekends. It's called MAR and it's really great. It never hurts or offends. Mike Stand is a DJ, he's full of good humour. His show is on from 4 until 7. All week I look forward to his groovy show, which is 3 hours of unadulterated heaven. He plays groovy records which freak me out, and the music I get up and dance to. The music I get up and dance to. He can't get a job on Angleterre, so he has to go to France too. Mike Stand has few letters, they're all very short and concise. He's always asking for more. One divvy who writes in is called Stephen Knife, and I think he is a bore. His farewell party is a gig in New Brighton. Windows are the headlining band. The message we'll all be giving him is we'll sure miss you, dearest Mike Stand. Thanks a lot, Herbert. And thanks for the amazing letter and drawings of us in the studio in complete chaos. It looks quite like you've put it, actually, with about 50 million fag-ends around me. Matt Black asleep in his coffin. John Dwyer asleep in the corner. Martin Green with a pound note in his hand. A crate of ale in the corner. Used decks all over the place. Dash Riprock trying to fix everything. And jingles and records lying around all over the show. It's very true to life, actually. Thanks a lot for the amazing poem. You've also sent one in French, which I won't read out, because even I don't understand it. Never mind, use a lot out there. Michel Stand, c'est un homme très grand sur le medium wave bond. Yeah, well, we won't go into that anymore. Thanks a lot for that letter, Herbs. And a picture of me on the back. Do I look like that? Oh, is that what you look like? Oh, I see. At the Riverside, can I give a poetry recital? I'm very good, honest, but I'm a mess to look at. It all started when my mum washed my sweater and it stretched. Now people come up to me and say, yuck. And then there's a drawing of him with his sweater halfway up around his belly button. Herbert, Dave, whatever you're calling yourself, if you come down tomorrow to the Riverside, you can come up and do as many poetry recitals as you like. It'd be really nice to see you. Whether you're ugly or not, you can't be worse than me. I am decidedly uglier than any of you lot. And it says, read this out and tell Jackie and Julie to write to me, or I'll do nasty things to them. And the address, if you'd like to write to Herbert or Dave, is Stringers, Burton Green, Rosset, Clwyd, LL12OAW. Okay, Herb, thanks a lot for that letter. Try and get down tomorrow, and we'll see you then. Jenny, I've got your letter here, and I've read it all. Heart-rending it is, and it stinks of perfume again. Ooh, sends me Heidi. Ooh, did he send me Heidi's letters of Jenny? Little kisses all over it. Oh, Jennifer, thanks a lot for that. How many pages did we get this time? 15. And I'll see you tomorrow. So thanks for your letter. JT, thanks for that short note you sent me this week. And Paul Grady, who came down to the shop on Thursday and I met him. Amazing character. If you're coming Thursday, you can get up and do a recital on your lazy band as well. And it says, Dear Mike, tell Ormskirk Grammar if they're so sane, then why did a load of them ring up me mum and shower her with abuse? Did they really? How disgusting. Nev is the only sensible one amongst them. Herbs and Eccles, yes, he's back. He can now pick us up after the winter. Anything else you ask about here? Anything else I can answer? Thanks for playing string. I was talking to you about most of this on Thursday, so I won't read it all out as I've only got about 10 minutes left. Were my facts about MAR and the letter correct? Some of them were right up the swanny. It's only a short letter this week. I hope you appreciate it. Yours, Paul John James Grady. Of course I appreciate it. I appreciate every letter I get. I'm not going to get any more. Unless you write to me in France. But I don't know where I'll be staying, because I'm going to be staying on all the campsites that I have to deliver these holidaymakers to. So I'll be sort of flitting between Paris, Saint-Tropez, Antibes, Biarritz, Barcelona, Switzerland, Brittany, and Holland, I think. So I'll just be staying at the ones where I'll be at the time. Oh, just having a mouthful of coffee there. Only a couple more tracks before I have to finally go. I'm going to play another one of my faves, and then a very final one before 7 o'clock. And then have to leave you. Hope I'll see you all tomorrow at the Riverside in New Brighton, adjoining the swimming baths on the promenade. Oh, this is getting sad. I've got 9 minutes left, and that's it. Gone. What was I going to say? Was I going to mention somebody then? I can't remember. I'm sure I had something else to say to somebody. Oh, it's doing me head in this. I can't handle much more of it. I'm going to play another one of my fave tracks before I go. This is Killing Joke, and excellent thing called Requiem. Just remembered what I was going to say. It was once again about the coach company in London. I'll do it after this. Going away to work in France, La Belle France, on the 26th of April. I'm going to drive coaches all over the place. So I'll be leaving. That'll be my final weekend. The Easter weekend, my final weekend on MAR. I'm going to miss it, you know.
I'm going to miss it.
I'll be sending Matt Black tapes back from Saint-Tropez and places. So, my final weekend on MAR will be the Easter weekend, April the 19th, is the last Sunday that I'll be doing a show. So my final show coming up on the Sunday. Great what? I'll be back in winter. If Matt Black can keep MAR together in my absence, I'll be back in about October. Doing a Simon James and fleeing the country now that fags have gone up and Nuki Brown's gone up and petrol's gone up to a ridiculous price. Can't afford to live here anymore. Tickets available from Skeleton, Probe and Reaction. Skeleton in Birkenhead, Probe in Liverpool, Reaction in New Brighton. Or if the tickets haven't sold out, they are limited actually. If they haven't sold out, you'll be able to pay at the door, but we'll let you know more about that nearer the date. So it'll be my going away party on that day, April the 20th. It all finishes at 6 o'clock.
Now, for the young in heart and weak in the head,
it's the Mike Stan Show.
Oh my God, no!
Evening all.
Thank you.